The man charged with killing 11 in a shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue over the weekend appeared in court today, while people still reeled from the news. There was shock and confusion in Alaska as well. Rabbi Michael Oblath says police sent a patrol car at his request to sit outside Saturday services for Congregation Beth Shalom, the largest and oldest Jewish congregation in the state. In a phone interview today, Oblath recounted how he heard the news and what the congregation is talking about in its wake.
And then I saw a mentioning of shots near a synagogue is what it said. And then I sat down and I spent 3 hours in front of the TV, upset and, you know, mentally connecting to the people I know that are from Pittsburgh. And there are some members of our congregation that are, and they were affected by it. And so I thought, you know, my thoughts would turn out to them. But at the same time, you know, not really knowing what was going on, other than that there was a shooter. It's very, very disconcerting to hear the term active shooter involved with a congregation. And frustrated and not quite knowing what to do. And I'm not sure I still know what to do. It, you know, it's just a matter of recognizing that we have to be available to reach out to those in our communities that are hurting as a result of this, and to be able to try to heal as much as we can, and to try to figure out how to not get there again.
Yeah. What's the conversation been among your congregation about this?
The mood in the country is a mood where this kind of violence and this kind of threat is sitting there, not just right under the surface, but right on top, as this past week has shown. And several incidents during the week have indicated that, and even over the past several years have shown a marked increase in this kind of violence and attack and this type of openness in the society for people who normally wouldn't be doing this because they'd be sort of hiding under their rocks. And but at the same time, the moment in our society when society is it's so split, it's so polarized that you have people on both sides hating each other and not willing to talk to each other and being willing to express emotions of and attitudes of violence.
And why do you think that is? I mean, you're saying that there's hatred on both sides of the political spectrum, but do you think that there's a reason why this is more a part of our lives now?
People in power who have the ability to change it, who have the ability to stop it, or to put controls on our society that should be there, are not acting because they have too many strong self-interests that keep them from seeing the greater picture of what our country is about. And I've seen that on both sides of the aisle. I don't like it. This is how we behave when we're in positions of power. When we have the power to exert it over others, we do. And we oftentimes do it abusively and violently. And you can look at history and see that it's true.
Today, the Anchorage Police Department said they were going to step up patrols near houses of worship. And I guess I have to ask, I mean, do you feel safe in your place of worship after this?
I feel safe, as safe in the synagogue as I feel anywhere else. I mean, and this is something that, I mean, the Jewish community has experienced stuff like this for centuries. And it's still something that when it happens, you become fearful. And at the same time, we understand that it happens, and we try to really stay ahead of the fear, in a sense, or work through it to be able to try to change our society as much as we can have any influence to do it, or to educate people, or to hopefully bring people together in a way of being able to talk to each other. And bridging that gap is what needs to be done. And talk as people who are citizens of a country that should and has for the last 200 plus years been able to work these things out and be a country and not be these two magnet poles that are pulling people in different directions that just rip us to shreds.
That was Rabbi Michael Oblath of the Congregation Beth Shalom. Rabbi Oblath, thanks for being here.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks so much.